Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and boy, am I excited. First off, it's a Friday. We really don't do a lot of shows on Friday, and man, am I glad we are tonight, because we've got a fantastic, fantastic band all the way out from Utah, the beautiful state out there, and it's Idlemind. Hey, guys, how are you? And for some reason, my button isn't working here. There they are. It worked. Yeah, all right.
Hey, good day.
We got
you
on now, guys. Sorry about that. So, Utah, you guys are out of Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah.
Nice. And you're playing, just found out tonight, you guys are playing downtown. Where are you guys playing at tonight?
So we're playing a place we love to play, great facility, great people. It's called Barbary Coast.
Nice.
Big Red Promotions. We work a lot with him, and he gets us a lot of shows. So, yeah, we're headlining a show tonight. We'll be on at 11:30, so anybody listening in Utah, come on down, enjoy Barbary Coast, and I don't mind.
That's all right. I like Salt Lake City, man. And now downtown, that's you guys are going to be the Barbary Coast is down there. Last time I was down there, they had all the, the horse and buggies and all those guys doing that kind of stuff down there. It's right downtown, right?
It's a little bit south, so we're not right downtown, but just a little bit south, right off of State Street.
Nice. Very cool. Well, you know, I'm so glad you guys are able to take a little bit of time before the big show tonight. Folks, on the line with us, we have Abel Ames and Todd T. Marshall from the band Idlemind. How long have you guys been playing together now?
Oh, boy. Where do we go back? 10 years. My buddy's an iron worker, and he met Todd building the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, the second one, in Seattle, or, you know, Washington.
Yep.
And and Todd had some music going for a video.
Documentary of the Tacoma Narrows. If you check it out on our YouTube, you'll see our music's behind the documentary of the Tacoma Narrows. So,
wow. Now, the Tacoma Narrows, that's the bridge you always see, like, you're flipping through the channels.
Yeah.
Right, it's going crazy, and there's that car on it. And, somebody forgot to bury a decimal point or something.
I'm telling you.
That bridge, bet you they rebuilt it, and it doesn't do that now, right?
No, they have two of them now. They still have the old one, and then I worked on the new one and met a co-worker there, iron worker Brad Tolan, and he introduced me to Abel, and that was the end of it, man. We created an album called In Life. You can check it out on iTunes. We had a guest vocalist from Canada, Rick Threat. Abel and I have been together 10 years, just kicking away. We're on our sixth album. So the stuff you're going to play tonight is our sixth album we put out as Idlemind.
Wow. Now, when you guys have done your albums, have you done the crowdfunding thing? Or is it just, you know, you work your tail off, put money back, and then knock them out, and, you know, the band makes money, you put it back into the band, that kind of thing, deal? The reason I ask is because we have a lot of young guys and gals that listen to the show. I'm sure they want to be where you are, you know what I mean? And they're like, well, how do I do that? Because they watch American Idol and all that kind of stuff, and they think it's just real easy. How do you guys go about getting an album? I mean, six, that's awesome.
You're exactly right, Jamie. We bust our ass. We save the money. We play shows. Any show, we play it. And if you can make $20, $40, $60, $100, you put it in your kitty fund and you go record your album. You know, you try to find sponsors. It's near impossible these days to go up to somebody and say, "Will you sponsor my band?" and you know, it's tough. So we go to work every day, we grind, and we love our music, so we put it out there.
That's outstanding, and that's very inspiring. You know, I've been doing this show about 3 years now, and I've had a lot of people on, and it's the one thing I take away from it. You know, it takes work. You gotta do it. If you want to get, it's like basketball. You know, I mean, if you want to get that ball in the hoop, you got to run it down the court. You got to hustle.
That's
and
right.
All the people I know, musicians and whoever, whatever kind of artist, you know. It's hard work, man. It's hard work, and some people get that, and then some people don't. You know, and they
right.
don't go very far. But
cool.
I'll
tell you, it seems like a lot of groups seem to throw the ball up from half court and make a basket. You know, and we're still dribbling it down
right.
the court the old-fashioned way. And you know,
me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Thanks to you and shows like this, we'll get people to. You know that there's some dudes out there still really grinding out, you know,
rocking.
6 strings and 4 strings and
yeah,
full on, you know, regular band stuff. And
right,
yeah,
right.
There's people that like it out there, you know, and we're just playing to them,
oh,
really.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is about. I'm probably a little older than you guys are, but you know, I've been around for a minute here. And, I remember my first concert was seeing a band called Dawkins, and they were the opening band a long time ago.
Right.
But anyway, every couple of years you hear people, oh, you know, rock and roll's dead and blah, blah, blah. And they, you know, oh, there's no good music. And I'm like, no, that's not true at all, man. I talk to people several times a week that are putting stuff out that'll melt your face off. You know, I mean, it is, I see it, and I guess if somebody's not in that, you know, they're not seeing it or not aware of it, but there is a very thriving music scene happening, and it's bands like yours, you know, that are out there doing it, making it happen. It's, you know, my hat goes off to you guys. That's very, very cool. Cool.
Hey, man, and very respect back to you for your show. I mean, shows like this, get it out and expose it, you know, if Abel and I were talking today in the studio. He was laying down some guitar on some songs we're finishing, and it's like, if we can come across to 2 12-year-olds and get our music to them, they could be the next thing, right?
Yes. That's our job.
Well, I'm telling you, man, and it's always been that way, you know. I'm sure Randy Rhoads thought that, you know, in the beginning,
right.
You know what I mean? Everybody, it's... you know, that's what it is. Hey, no, so we got a new album out here, and we're going to be playing some tracks off the album. What's the title of the album of this album, guys? Number 6 here?
So it's called 6. We really thought about
mm-hmm.
it before we put it out. it's Idle Mind and number 6.
Well,
you know, kind of the Chronicles,
it's
right?
It's fantastic. Now, I have – oh, and before I forget, I want to give a big, big shout-out before we get into this to the fine folks over at Power Media Entertainment. I will learn to talk someday. And but anyway, Power Media Entertainment, they are outstanding. And if you're looking for – especially Anastasia over there, I've been talking a lot with her. And, you know, if you're – I don't know how it works, folks, but if you're in a band and you need somebody on your PR team there, which is smart to do – we have a link up.
Yep.
Get a hold of them and, you know,
yep,
figure it
absolutely.
Out. Again, I don't know how that business works. You know, maybe you got to pick up Anastasia's dry cleaning for a week and then she'll, you know, get the word out. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I imagine there's a, you know, thing, paperwork and things like that involved. And that's a good thing. You know, you want people who have their shit together, basically. Okay, so we're going to play. I've got 4 tracks here. And they're all outstanding. I've been listening to this all week. I don't know if you guys know or not. I'm a painter by trade. I paint portraits of people and stuff. And I always music's always been a big thing in my life. And I've been painting to your guys' music all week long. I love it.
Oh,
I got
can we get one of your paintings? Can we get one of your paintings?
Yeah,
then?
Of course. Of course.
Hell yeah.
So here we go. We got We've got Headpiece, Raise the Flag, SS Groovin, and Racer Master. What do you think we should hit people with first?
Yeah, go with the Headpiece, man. Great track.
It is. It's and it's not real super long. So folks, you know, you can't you know, soundtrack this as a, you know, well, I don't know.
Right.
Depends on what you're doing. Anyway, here it is. It's Headpiece. I soundtrack it to paint. That's what I do. It's outstanding. Check this out. Folks, Headpiece by Idlemind out of Utah. It's a lovely, light little listing ballad there. I'm kidding, of course, but man, that is rock and roll, melt your face off. Outstanding.
Perfect.
Now, were you guys always rockers, you know, growing up and stuff? When did you guys start playing? I mean, that was a band, but like as musicians, you know? Were you musical kids?
Oh, geez. Yeah, you know, we both grew up inspired by what we're hearing, you know, your Iron Maidens and whatevers, and you know, my first guitar was a ruler, 12 inches, 12 frets, you know. I was playing it in elementary school, not paying attention, playing Boston songs in my head and such. And cardboard guitar after that. Mom get me electric. She got me one from Value Village, and it was
really?
On. You know, going and going. Yep, for real. And
outstanding.
Just as my dad heard something, he's like, you should make money playing that thing. And I changed my career that day. Man, and that was early high school, and just kept going since. And, you know, just been trying to find your own voice, right? You get your heroes, you listen to your heroes, you know, you're playing guitar, and you're like, these guys are great. But you take a couple steps from them, and then you got to make your own thing out of it. And you know, all through that, it's rock and roll, it's classical, it's everything else, you know,
yeah.
And just morph into
your own sound.
Hey, Jamie, if you get a chance, Abel's got a Christmas album. He does Christmas songs back in the days before I met him, and it is still today one of the best Christmas rock albums. Instrumental with guitar work.
Really?
Yeah, and we're going to go back this year and we're going to redo a couple, but it's phenomenal. It's great.
1995.
Yeah.
Notes to self. I'm writing it down right now. get Abel and Todd back on near Christmas for the Christmas show. We got to do it, man.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Exactly.
This will happen.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Because, you know, every Christmas show and album, it's always the same, and it's just, and I'm not putting any of that down by any means. It's just, you know, man, you know, after you hear it a million times, you're like, come on, man, we need a fresh take on this. And
yeah, we're on.
Yeah, definitely.
We're on, man. Christmas time.
I will make
you
that
got
happen.
Your mind on.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, I'm really digging, you know, that's cool that you were saying, you know, about how you knew that your career, you know, what you wanted to do. There's a great quote I love by Mark Twain, and he says there's two important dates in a person's life, the day they were born and the day they realize why they were born, you know,
yeah,
and they need to be doing what they're doing. And it is, you know, because believe me, man, I've met a lot of people that are still trying to figure that out. And by all means, if you're listening and that happens to be you, keep trying, man. Figure that out because it's real sweet when you do. You know? That's awesome.
Yep.
So you guys both from the Utah area there? Well, I know, Todd, you said you were up in Washington doing work, but did you live up there or were you just up there on work?
Yeah, no, I'm originally from Washington, along with Abel.
Okay.
Kind of Idle Mind was created in Seattle, Washington, and long story short, I traveling during being an iron worker, I met my wife in Utah, working on the Freeway Olympics in 2002, and we ended up just rerouting here, and Abel and I just, the brothers we are, we can't quit rocking together, so we always make sure and get together, keep creating Idle Mind sounds, and keep moving forward, but our drummer trade from Salt Lake, and I'm originated here. I've been here for about 8 years now, and so we're Salt Lake based.
I'm flying over.
That's
I'm flying from Seattle every 2 months or so to come over and record and do shows and show my pretty face and, you know, keep moving forward.
You know, it's cool, too. Now, I don't know if it's that way in the West Coast or that, because it's been a while. I used to live in San Diego, but that was, you know, gosh, going on about 10 years ago now. I'm in South Florida, and over here on the East Coast is we have all these little airlines, Allegiant, and all these kind of strange-name little airlines. And, man, you can really fly anywhere on the East Coast for under $100, you know, each way.
Right.
You can't take any luggage. You know, you have to wear 4 pairs of underwear or whatever when you go. You know, for the week, but it's still cheap, you know, cheaper than a Greyhound and a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that
that's
going
doing.
On out there as well? Yeah. Cool. Well, that works, man. That's awesome.
It's cheap and, you know, play shows down in Nevada, play shows in Utah. We're working on some shows in Seattle, through Able and, you know, basically play anywhere we can and, keep plugging away, making the music for licensing. Big thing with the instrumental stuff is that's what we're all about. We like to kick out a lot of songs every year and try to get it out in licensing for TV and film, you know.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool.
In part, a lot of these tunes are not made for, you know, full length, you know, 4 minute songs. We'll do a couple 2 minute, 2.5 minute things. Just blurbs for licensing and such, you know, because sometimes they'll just pick a good chunk of your tune and throw it on something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very smart. I remember a couple of years ago, I was reading an article, completely different type of music. It was an interview I was reading with Moby, and, you know, everybody had been bitching about his Porcelain album, and they were like, you know, well, you sold out. It's all in all these movies. And he's like, look, man. That doing that paid for the next 6 albums after that. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
You know, so I hear you, and I think it's great. I think it's outstanding. Hey, note to self: get Idle Mind to get to South Florida. They need to play here. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now back to the show here. I'm telling you, we have a guest room, and we're 10 minutes from the beach. It's very nice.
We're
not
there.
Even
we're
the,
there,
the Mr. Set.
We're there.
Outstanding. Hey, let's play the play another song here. We've got what do you guys want to go with next? Raise the Flag?
Yeah, let's do that. Do the flag.
Yeah.
Awesome. Here it is, folks. Honor. I don't mind. Raise the Flag. Check it out.
Thank you, your presence.
Raise the Flag, Raise the Flag, I Don't Mind. I've got Abel and Todd from I Don't Mind on the line with us tonight, folks. And we were just talking. That's a great song, guys. That's a great track. I like that track a lot. And I wanted to say we were just talking about, you know, the how you guys have found the instrumental popularity. You know, I mean, that's very, very cool. And you don't see that from a lot of bands today. You know, doing that, you know, kind of pushing that kind of new viewpoint out. Pretty good response, right?
Yeah.
People are digging it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they got
it,
you playing,
you know,
on a Friday night, which is better than a Monday, you know.
That's right. No, and it is. It,
nothing
it,
wrong with Monday night shows.
Right. No, it's been very humbling to get out on stage and go, okay, you know, the first couple shows, we kind of joked and said, well, our singer just, you know, never would show up. And before you know it, the whole front of the stage is filled up and you get done playing. They're like, oh, forget, you know, who needs a singer? Yeah, keep playing, you know. And it is, it's humbling. It's great because nothing against the singer, but let the instruments do the talking. Let the music do the talking, right?
Yeah. How many
lyrics when
you
can
take
do
home?
That.
Right. When you watch somebody sing, you know, at a club, that guy, you know, you're kind of looking at the front guy, you know, but not really taking home, oh, those lyrics were great. It meant a whole lot. Actually, it sounds like, you know, there's pros and cons, definitely. A good front man is a great thing, but if you ain't got it, you know, I mean, good God. If you ain't got it,
well, you
just don't give up.
Jesus, right?
Yeah, play your instrument. People will dig it.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
Play them hard.
What you guys have tapped into is if you look at like musical history, what the American jazz musicians, you know, I'm talking way back, you know, like in the 20s and stuff, got
yep.
that, you know, and it's cool. And it's music that you're right. The instruments do the talking, it sets a mood and it says what it needs to say right there. You know what I mean? And I think that's pretty cool. You know, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm artsy-fartsy though. So, you know, I dig it.
And now, folks, a couple of quick words from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Beating the heat. It's what summer's all about. And at AutoZone, we know that with your car's battery, it's not about staying cool. It's about staying tough. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which corrodes your battery's insides. That's why Duralast batteries are designed and tested to start in extreme temperatures. How extreme? How does 167 degrees sound? So beat the summer heat with a battery that'll last. Get yourself a Duralast battery, sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.YourWebDesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.YourWebDesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Right on, man.
Well, we're moving.
One more person.
We're moving right along, folks, because, like I said at the beginning of the show, the guys got to play tonight, and so they've got sound check and all that kind of stuff going. So I want to move through these tracks and give people a taste of this stuff pretty quickly here. Again, I don't know what's happened. I should have drank all that cough syrup before the show, man, or something. I'm mumbling. And, kidding,
Navy?
Folks. I'm kidding. Exactly. Hey, the next track we're going to play, we've got two left, guys. We've got SS Groovin' and Racer Master. What do you think we should play next?
Racer Master? You know, let's do the Racer. SS Groovin's a pretty quick, it's a quick, in-your-face track that'll be great to end it with. Racer, I'll let Abel talk about that. It's a great track, and he wrote it, and it's one of our ones that does have vocals, so I'll give it to Abel on that one.
Yeah, it was two and a half going back at home in Seattle there, playing with a brother and another dude, and just kind of, you know, started from a drum machine and came out like, this thing's got some energy, and held on to it and was like, I got to bring this thing over to Todd and get Todd and Tracy on this, Tracy, our drummer, and it took to it just awesomely, and it was on. So we recorded it, and Steph was like, yeah, that's it. That's a great tune. And let's keep working with that one. It's pretty much it.
That's awesome.
It's just this hot tune is about really nothing, but just, you know,
shifting gears and burning smoke shows and still good rock and roll. Like it's supposed to be, right? Having a good time.
Outstanding. Hey, guys, I just realized, you know, I'm stupid. I called it Racer Master, and I'm so dumb. It's just Racer, folks. I think Racer Master is what was on the MP3, and it's the master track. So
right.
it's not
right.
Racer
we
Master.
Won't call you
it's
dumb,
just Racer.
No, you're right.
Hey, but
it's
I own
Racer.
It. You know, I own it, and I got to tell you guys, you know. This one of my clients that I have is a race car collector. He collects vintage race cars. Lives up in the Pacific Northwest. Big surprise there. And you know, go figure, right? I have been.
Right.
He's hired me. He owns like I don't know, like 30 of these Formula One vintage race cars, and he's got a whole stable of them. And you know, nice hobby, right? But anyway, he's hired me to paint them all. And every so often, he sends me a bunch of pictures of these really fancy, you know, like Lotuses and all this kind of stuff, cars. And I've been painting them. And I have been, like I said, all week long, I've been working on this big order of his. And this Racer song is a great track to be painting these cars to. So I don't know. I was feeling the spirit there. So without further ado, folks, here it is. This is Idle Mind Racer. is, folks. That was Racer, not Racer Master, just Racer, and I love that track. Outstanding. I don't mind. We're talking with Abel Ames and Todd T. Marshall of I Don't Mind. Now, you guys, again, we were talking off, and we mentioned it earlier in the show. We were talking off the air. You guys are playing tonight. You're headlining downtown. If you're in the Salt Lake City area, get down there, folks. Get down there and see I Don't Mind tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Outstanding. And you got some other good bands playing tonight as well, right?
Yeah, Six Flag Surfers. There's another new band opening up, and don't quite remember their name, but
they're yelling it right now.
Right. three great bands, man. And Big Red Promotions putting it on. He's a kick-ass guy, great promoter.
Awesome. Yep. Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, the new album is titled Six. It's the sixth album of I Don't Mind. And that's very cool. And you guys are out on Spotify and all that kind of stuff as well, right? Where people can buy these, iTunes, wherever you buy digital music, you can get all these tracks we've been playing tonight.
Absolutely. Great thing about Power Media Entertainment, everybody listening, got us out on 2,500 digital areas that you can download our music. So
thank you, Steph.
Yep. Thank you, Power Media Entertainment. And you can find our music anywhere. You Google Idle Mind, it might come up Idle Mind Music. There's a video game called Idle Mind. We were Idle Mind mm-hmm. before they were, so they owe us. But anyway,
right.
You Google it, we're on everything.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And yes, we're going to read those 2,500 digital. I'm kidding, folks. We're not going to do it. We don't have time for that, baby. We don't have time for it. But that's what I'm saying. You know, Power Media Entertainment, they did that, guys. And, you know, if you're in a band and you're starting out, or if you're in a band that's been around and you need that extra push, it's a different world we live in now. It's a different world. It's a digital world. And, you know, I'm telling you, I've never been in a band. Well, in high school, it doesn't count. Because I'm not a musician, you know. I just had really good hair and knew some girls. So these guys wanted me to be in their band. I didn't do anything. They're like, you're the keyboardist. We're gonna program the keyboard. You just stand there. I'm like, okay. It was the 80s. What could I say? Anyway, what I was gonna say is I've known a lot of bands. Man, I've been the guy. I've painted a lot of drum kits, and I've painted a lot of leather jackets. All my band friends, growing up. That's how I started painting. And
nice.
You know, the thing is you know, I have sat at many a merch tables, and, you know, back in the day, how it used to be, there wasn't Twitter, there wasn't Facebook and Instagram. You know, your friends would give you a stack of papers of runoff, you know, copies, and, you know, that were purple and white. I remember those
days.
And you'd go around and with a staple gun and put them on every telephone pole in town. You know, If you don't have a handle on your digital promotion, you got to get some people on there that do. You know, I make the joke all the time at parties. You know, I'm not that great at it, but I do the best I can. But I always say, you know, I need to hire me a 15-year-old girl with a cell phone, you know, to get on this stuff. And that's a joke, but at the same time, it's very true. You know,
it's absolutely true. It is. You're absolutely correct. Yeah,
you know, a good company like Power Media Entertainment will do that stuff for you guys, and that's, you know, that's all I'm saying. And because we've got another track to play, we've got and these guys got to get down to the show, get that sound check, and get ready, and all that, and you know, all of that, and get in the right rock and roll headspace. And whatnot. You guys are probably always in that headspace, though, I imagine. You know. I would say. So SS Groovin, this is the again on the album Six, and what's the story behind this one?
You know, it's quick. We played a song live. We lengthened the middle out, but when we wrote this song in the studio, like a lot of songs we do, it's throwing riffs together that you up and just send you home, you know what I mean? And we put it together going, you know, this could be the next Ford Mustang commercial. This could be the next Dodge commercial. And I think if you listen to it that way, you go, yeah, I feel what you guys were thinking, you know?
Very cool.
So really wrote it in the midst of licensing. I mean, out of this album, Jamie, there was probably 20 songs we didn't put in this album because they were only a minute or 2 minutes long for that reason of licensing. But this one just really, really caught us. It's a cool tune.
Very cool. Well, check this out, folks. SS Groovin' Idle Mind. SS Groovin' Idle Mind. I love it. I love it. That is a cool jam, guys. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Jam, thanks.
Now, hey, I want to let everybody know the website, of course, we have a link up to it, is www.idlemind.com. And from there, folks, from idlemind.com, you can link out to all their social media and all of that. I suggest you like and follow and subscribe and all that fun stuff. It seems like every one of those has a different little term for that. But, yeah, keep following these guys because you can see what's happening. And man, just such good music. Really, really cool.
Please do. Please do. Most appreciated. Everyone listening, yeah, keep it in your mind. And, good God, yeah. Thank you, Jamie. And, you know. Yeah, check stuff out and hang around it, really, you know. Yeah, we won't disappoint. We'll always keep feeding you with music. That's our goal in Idle Mind is every month new singles, every 3 months new singles. We're getting ready to put a new single out. Hopefully in August we got to get it to Stephanie. We just finished mastering it today. It's called Mountain, so look for that one. It's a great tune.
Very cool.
And we've got another 10 in the box ready to kick out.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show, especially on gig night, you know. Break a leg tonight. I know you're going to, you know, do just very, very well. And keep doing what you're doing, guys, because it's working, man. It's working. It's awesome.
Thank you, Jamie. And love to be on again. I think we're going to be around Christmas time. If you want to do it before then, we'll have a few more singles.
Outstanding.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jamie, and all the ears out there. Thank you.
Yep.
Very, very
all
cool.
All the ears out there. And thanks for listening to Idle Mind.
That's right. That's right. Idle Mind, they rock. Folks, we're going to shut things down a little bit tonight. It's a Friday. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. This will be converted to a podcast and out on all the various social media and up for free on iTunes. If you are listening on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. It doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. Puts us at the top of the page. And maybe that's where I like to be. I like to be on top.
Yeah.
And the advertisers like it too.
Right.
Have a great night, everybody. And I don't mind. Go rock it tonight.
All
have
right,
a great
Jamie,
show.
Respect, brother. Love you. Thanks, sir.
Sounds good. Night, all.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.